Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. And if you have been with us over the past couple of days here on Dateline Washington, either for the radio broadcast or listening to our work online at dateline.radioamerica.org, you know we've been taking some time to look back at the biggest events and the biggest issues of 2008. Over the past couple of days, for example, we examined a very momentous year, an historic year in politics, as Barack Obama overcame Hillary Clinton to win the Democratic nomination and eventually defeated John McCain to become the 44th president of the United States. We also spoke with Bill Beach of the Heritage Foundation to discuss a very volatile year in the economy and what may still be ahead of us in the next 12 months. We also talked with retired Navy Captain Chuck Nash about the tremendous security successes in Iraq and other challenges that remain in the war on terror. And we also examined the most important Supreme Court case in the eyes of many. That was the decision back in June that confirmed the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. And, of course, we spent time on Wednesday's program remembering the famous names and faces from all walks of life that left us in 2008. And those stories are still accessible to you online. Again, that site is dateline.radioamerica.org. But no reflection on 2008 would be complete here on Dateline Washington without getting the insights of John Gizzi, political editor of Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly, who joins us now with his thoughts on what happened in 2008. And John, it's always great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Greg. It's always a pleasure.
Well, let's start with perhaps the biggest honor of the year. I'm not talking about Time Magazine's Man of the Year. We'll get to that in a second. But the Human Events Conservative of the Year is?
Governor Sarah Palin of Alaska.
And why?
She breathed new life into a conservative base that had grown disappointed with George W. Bush and absolutely bored, if not outright angry, with his successor, John McCain. As conservatives were saying when McCain unveiled the 44-year-old Alaska governor as his running mate, all is forgiven. She was a true believer, a fresh face, someone with five children who could field dress a moose, speak from the heart, and didn't look too bad in a skirt. Did she have a couple of bad interviews? Yes, and she's told me that and told other reporters. But she still drew Obama-sized crowds, got many people to say they were voting for McCain solely because of her, and there were even reported cases of young mothers naming their daughters after Sarah Palin. That clearly is the sign of someone as controversial as she might be who's going to be around for a while. And she is definitely a person of consequence, conservative of the year.
John, the Time Magazine person of the year, no surprise, is the president-elect, Barack Obama. The bigger surprise probably was that he beat Hillary Clinton than that he beat John McCain. What's the biggest reason that he did?
Well, in the case of Hillary Clinton, history will record that it was the issue of Iraq. Barack Obama was always against the war in Iraq and talked about a 16-month pullout. And while he and his spokesman eventually sandpapered that to say, but he would seek the advice of the generals, that message resonated with the MoveOn.org crowd, with traditional liberals in the party, and with a base that was increasingly anti-war. Hillary Clinton eventually became critical of the war, but her votes were there for all to see, and that helped bring her down. It must also be said that Americans were a little leery about bringing the Clintons back and letting Bill Clinton be first gentleman and have the run of the White House again. No one talked about it, but they certainly thought about it. And the idea of having two presidents for the price of one didn't quite add up in the eyes of many voters. Against this, you had a young, attractive, highly intelligent, intelligentic opponent who was an historical figure and reminded voters less of, say, Jesse Jackson, the last African-American to seek the presidential nomination, and more of John F. Kennedy and Franklin Roosevelt. That was a pretty powerful combination.
John, let's get to our best and worst list, as we always do each year. Who's the biggest winner of 2008?
Clearly Barack Obama. I mean, elected at 47 to the presidency, the first African-American in history, and someone who captures the imagination not only of this country but of all the others, that's someone who's a winner.
Biggest loser of 2008?
It has to be George W. Bush. Very clearly a president who started off with Republican majorities and leaves his party in a far weaker position has to have some feelings of remorse. And although the president looks pretty good, this was a bad time for him.
Biggest political surprise of 2008?
I have to say, the election in Minnesota, or as many call it, Florida in the Midwest. It appeared as though Senator Norm Coleman was going to go down at the hands of Al Franken, a comedian and former star of Saturday Night Live, and that election is still going on. No one expected that he'd still be counting and disputing ballots. We'll see if there's a senator there in January.
And, John, there were campaign tactics, multiple tactics a day for many months throughout this campaign. What do you see as the best political move and the worst political move throughout the 2008 presidential campaign season?
The best political move throughout the year was Barack Obama not saying he was going to go along with John McCain, suspend his campaign, and take a part in the financial bailout of Wall Street. The worst was just the opposite. John McCain coming up with this erratic situation, at first indicating he'd oppose the bailout, which would have ingratiated him with his party's base more, and then going along with the hated administration on the bailout. Obama remained aloof and gained tremendously. McCain, then locked in a very close race for president, lost precipitously by that move. And I think when history writes the final story, the debate over the congressional bailout will be the defining seminal moment of Campaign 08.
John, unfortunately, that's all the time we have. Happy New Year to you. We'll talk again every week in 2009.
Looking forward to 2009 and being with you and our listeners in Radio Land. I'm John Gizzi.
John Gizzi, political editor of Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. This is Dateline Washington.